Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grant making on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
For Tuesday, July 28th, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. The Homer City Council kicked off its meeting last night by designating July as Parks and Recreation Month. The proclamation notes the U.S. House of Representatives has done the same. The council then heard from nearly a dozen residents about the future of the Homer Pool. Speakers asked the city to help keep the pool open after the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District pulled funding this spring. They called the pool a mental health resource, a place kids learn to swim safely, and one of the only exercise options seniors and people with chronic pain have access to. Later in the meeting, Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland gave the council an update. He said a community fundraising push has bought the pool time through next June, but the city, the borough, and the school district still need to work out a long-term funding solution. Council members raised the idea of a new recreation service area as one possible path and asked Holland to look into how Anchorage handles pool funding for comparison. The council approved an appointment to the Planning Commission on its consent agenda. Members also introduced two capital budget ordinances, one appropriating $100,000 for the South Slope Drive culvert replacement, and another adding $15,000 combined from water and sewer karma funds for an upgrade to the system that remotely monitors and controls the city's water and wastewater equipment, along with an ordinance requiring engineer review of traffic impact analysis. The council also adopted four resolutions through the consent agenda. Those update the city's procurement policy to allow electronic bid submissions, renew a joint use agreement with the school district, amend the remote seller sales tax agreement, and award more than $360,000 contract to Respec Engineering to design airport flood repairs. The council also adopted a lease agreement with the U.S. Coast Guard for the Pioneer Dock. The council pulled one resolution off the consent agenda for its own discussion. It would start a special assessment district for a sewer extension on Mallard Way. Council members and city staff talked through how the city's developer reimbursement program works, what happens if property owners object, and the roughly year-long process the developer behind the project went through to get it this far. The council adopted the resolution and said it wants to update the underlying code. The council held four public hearings and adopted all four ordinances on their second and final readings. Members amended an ordinance updating council's teleconference and bylaws procedures three times before passing it. They also adopted ordinances updating the city's bid advertising code, funding maintenance to the Coast Guard buoy tender berth at the Pioneer Dock, and funding seawall maintenance work. The council closed out new business by adopting a resolution that updates the city's operating manual. The next regular Homer City Council meeting will be held Monday, August 10. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez. And in other news, South Central Alaska's largest natural gas utility is asking state regulators to reconsider their decision on a project that would have expanded natural gas storage. That's after the Regulatory Commission of Alaska denied NSTAR's request earlier this month, saying the utility had not provided sufficient information. NSTAR President John Sims says they've been working on this project for more than a year.
This reservoir is almost perfect for what NSTAR views as its short-term and long-term needs.
NSTAR proposed developing and operating a depleted reservoir in Kenai, currently leased and operated by AIX Energy, LLC, to store supplies to use during the colder months. In a 31-page petition filed Thursday, NSTAR says the commission's order lacked a true understanding of the problem. The project is the only viable commercial storage option in Cook Inlet, the petition says. The utility has to secure more gas storage to continue meeting the needs of its more than 150,000 South Central customers, and the petition says storage becomes critical starting next year. As far as gas supply in general, Sim says he's stressed about this winter.
There's a lot of planning going on for this upcoming winter about what happens if we have a gas supply issue because we're worried about it.
The RCA has 30 days to respond to the petition, and if they don't take any action, it'll be automatically denied. And finally, Michael Hicks is resigning from the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly effective August 4th. In a resignation letter, Hicks says he is moving out of state next week and will not attend any future assembly meetings. Hicks has represented the assembly's District 7 since October 2025. That district covers communities west of Tustamina Lake, including Kasilof, Nanilchik, and Nikolaevsk. Hicks ran unopposed for his seat. Hicks is the second assembly member to resign in the last month. Kalifornsky Representative Scott Griebel resigned effective July 7 to take a job with the borough. On Monday, Hicks told KDLL he actually submitted a letter of resignation in April pending a job reassignment later this year. Hicks has been the pastor of Kasilof Foursquare Church since the late 90s. Hicks said he later retracted his resignation after being contacted by people who told him to stay on longer. Hicks also says he's faced some personal hardship over the last year, including losing his home in a fire and the death of multiple family members. In his resignation letter, Hicks said he'd hoped to attend more assembly meetings remotely after moving out of state, but borough code doesn't allow that. He told KDLL his time on the assembly was a, quote, valuable lesson and an astonishing surprise. The two resignations mean Kenai Peninsula voters will consider 5 of the assembly's 9 seats when they head to the ballot box November 3rd. The assembly must formally accept Hicks' resignation at their next meeting. That starts the clock for filling the empty seat. Because Hicks resigned more than 45 days before the next borough election, the assembly will appoint someone to serve until then. The borough will accept applications from August 5th through the 19th. To be eligible, an applicant must be a registered voter living in District 7. Whoever is appointed will serve until the borough's November 3rd election. A candidate elected to fill the seat will serve the remainder of the District 7 term, which expires in 2028. More information about the upcoming municipal election can be found on the borough's election website at kpb.us/elections. And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer and 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, also online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara and a story from Alaska Public Media's Ava White. KBBI is still accepting submissions for art for this year's members' mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. Listening, and good morning.